outside, no doubt delivering yet another bill. She looked at the stack steadily growing at the edge of the kitchen counter, and sighed again. She'd been thinking about getting Rosie another bicycle, since she had outgrown the last one, but it didn't look like that would be possible now. Out of habit, Catherine grabbed a sheet of paper towel. She began to clean the countertop furiously, polishing it to a shine. She then grabbed the broom and began to sweep the already clean floors. Perhaps it wasn't all bad, she told herself as she obsessively cleaned the kitchen. She hated the waitressing uniform anyway. Maybe she could find something better, something that paid enough for her to live more comfortably. But with waitressing being the only valid experience she could put on her resume, she doubted she would be out of it for long. She doubted she was cut out for much else. The house was empty and quiet. The perfect time to cry. Catherine could feel the tears burning the back of her throat as her energy dissipated and she lumbered up the stairs. She hastily blinked them away, pausing a moment to take a few deep breaths. She hated crying, and she hated the fact that she was an easy crier even more. Things had been rough for a while. Manageable, but rough. But now, she was a struggling, jobless, single mother. Things were only going to get worse. Despite her concentrated efforts, a few tears managed to escape and slipped down her cheeks, dripping onto her feet. She took another breath, wiping them away. She could do this, she told herself. It didn't matter that she was doing this alone. It didn't matter that the debts were piling up and there would no longer be any money coming in. What mattered right now was finding a job. Something. Anything to hold them over for a while. Catherine closed Rosie's door on her way to her bedroom. She quickly changed into her comfortable jeans and big t-shirt, the one she had slept in for years since she'd married Jackson. Even now, it was a source of comfort for her, and had refused to let him have it back when he moved out. It hadn't been much of a fight, though. He'd been too eager to leave. On her way back down, she heard a knock at the door. God, she wasn't in the mood for entertaining anyone right now. She wanted to be left alone, where she could lounge around the house and be lazy until it was time to pick Rosie up from school. She couldn't remember the last time she had a proper day to herself. Another minor upside to being sacked. The knock sounded again, this time much more persistently. Catherine trudged over to open the door. "What took you so long?" The voice that spoke was hidden behind several shoeboxes, held up by slim, manicured hands. Catherine stepped out of the way, allowing her friend to hurry past her and dump the shoeboxes on the kitchen island. "I wasn't in the mood to talk to anyone." Madison looked at her with a frown. They'd been best friends since high school, and naturally became even closer when Maddie moved in down the street. Something about wanting to be nearer to her goddaughter, Maddie had claimed. Catherine didn't care why she was making the move. She'd just been happy to have her gorgeous, energetic best friend back. When she'd married Jackson, they moved into the best house they could afford at the time, which, unfortunately, took them away from their friends and families. They'd been limited to phone calls and the occasional visit, but soon, life got in the way for both of them. Catherine was usually happy to have Maddie pop in unexpectedly, but now wasn't a good time. "Can you believe I got this all on sale?" she exclaimed. She smiled, green eyes shining with excitement. Her stylish, curled hair whipped back and forth as she looked at Catherine, then the boxes. Catherine could never figure out how each blonde strand fell perfectly back in place when she did that. "This has got to be, like, 12 pairs of shoes. I don't know, I stopped counting after 7. She sat at the island, hands reaching for the nearest box. Catherine suppressed another sigh. She made her way over to the coffee machine, reaching for Maddie's favorite cup. "I bought this one for you," Maddie went on. Catherine didn't turn. "I know you don't really like bold colors, but I just knew you would look perfect in these, especially with that sexy black dress sitting in the back of your closet, gathering dust." "I don't have a black dress gathering dust in my closet." "Yes, you do.